بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing the chapter Bab al-Rajai, the chapter on hope. You see how many different ahadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought on hope, showing us that it is an important ingredient in a person's life. One is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the chapter we did before this, and one is hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both these ingredients are very, very important. Like a person that's baking a cake, and that person now puts sugar and puts that flour, these two are important ingredients in that cake. A person decides that I want to bake without flour, so then how can a person bake? In other words, it's something that's a very, very important ingredient. So similarly, as part of our iman, and as far as keeping our iman intact, keeping our iman straight, and keeping ourselves on shariat and deen right up till the last moments of our lives, these two ingredients are very, very important. One is the ingredient of hope, and other is the ingredient of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both these things, and as a person is getting closer towards death, then the ingredient of hope should be more. It is more and more hopeful in the kindness, the mercy, the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that meeting also now becomes more and more longed for, that meeting become more and more desirous at the moment that I'm going to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we'll do two short ahadith. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يرضى عن العبد أن يأكل الأكلة فيحمده عليها ويشرب الشربة فيحمده عليها رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with a servant who eats a morsel of food and then praises him for it. We explained this yesterday, but we'll explain it again today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so merciful. The person is enjoying the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's enjoying that fruit. He's enjoying that beautiful food, that biryani, whatever it may be. The person is enjoying it. And now he is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising him for that food that he's eating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy. Now look at the kindness of Allah ta'ala. Firstly, he's giving us food to eat. Then he's giving us such tasty food to eat. And then day after, a person is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter what it is. But the fact that Allah ta'ala has given him food, he's thanking Allah Ta'ala for it. Allah Ta'ala is getting happy for it. That I gave my servant food, he's eating it and he's thanking. And the hadith goes on to say that, oh, he drinks a drink of water and then he praises Allah Ta'ala for it. Allah Ta'ala is getting happy for this. That I gave him something to drink and he's thanking me for it. Therefore, this habit of continuously making shukr whilst we're eating, remembering those masnoon duas whilst we're eating, and after eating also thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for that food that he has given us. And therefore a person also forgets to read the masnoon duas. Then he reads Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. O Allah, that we're taking your name in the beginning and we're taking your name in the end. Now this also is when a person forgets. So there's another dua also reminding us that all the time we got to be taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next hadith. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله تعالى يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah تعالى extends his hand at night so that the sinner of the day may turn in repentance. Look at the style of this hadith. Listen to the style of the hadith. One is, the hadith can say that Allah Ta'ala forgives a person day and night. Anybody should turn and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will forgive him day and night. But look at the way it is mentioned. The way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it. Sometime in the way a person does it, something, it shows that extra courtesy, extra love. The person that's got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he has a hadith like this, it creates more and more muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, the hadith is saying that Allah ta'ala extends his hand at night so that the sinner of the day may turn in repentance from Allah ta'ala. And he extends his hand during the day so that the sinner of the night may turn in repentance until the sun rises from the west. In other words, every day Allah ta'ala is giving us opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity. It's a reminder for us that at night Allah ta'ala is extending his hand. We committed gunas in the day. Make tawbah. Turn to Allah ta'ala. Ask for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala is ready to forgive us. We committed gunas in the day. Like that, if we commit gunas at the night, don't give up hope and lose your hope in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is ready in daytime to forgive all the gunas that are done at night. And this carries on every single day, every single night, Allah Ta'ala is waiting to forgive our gunas right until the sun rises from the west, meaning right up till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is willing to forgive, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is ready to forgive whatever gunas we have done, whatever sins we have done. It doesn't matter how big they are, we have to turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we explained before, when it comes to the rights of people, we have to go and seek or make and redress those rights, address those rights and fulfill the rights of people. But when it comes to the rights of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then we ask directly from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala so that He forgives us. And if it is like, for example, person hasn't read his salah, made many, many salahs qaza. Yes, he makes tawbah for making qaza, but he also makes it a point of starting to make up for the qaza salah. Like that he has got roza that is a qaza, fasting that is qaza, he hasn't made up or he's missed it, so now he starts making up for it. Those things that a person needs to make up, he makes up. But the other things like the sins of the eyes, the sins of the ears, the sins of the tongue, the hands, etc., those kind of things now a person asks directly for forgiveness. There is nothing to make up in terms of making qadha. Yes, a person can give some sadaqah, he can give some charity. Allah, I'm giving this charity with the hope that the gunas that I have made in the past, you know, through the barakat of this charity, you will overlook those gunas. There is no harm. But where a person has to make qazas, then he doesn't leave those qazas out and say, no, I'm not interested, I'm not going to read it. That is not real tawbah. Real tawbah is he starts to make up for all those things that he ought to have made up. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.